from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. For now, at least, the safe health site Timmins on Cedar Street North is completely shut down. The Canadian Mental Health Association says that's effective last Wednesday, August 14th. It had been maintaining on-site counseling, referrals, and harm reduction supply distribution since the supervised injection service shut down July 1st. The same as that time, the CMHA says, it's because of the withdrawal of provincial funding. The Porcupine Health Unit is still offering harm reduction services during office hours. Free naloxone kits are still available at Health Unit and CMHA offices, most pharmacies, and from Living Space. Timmins Ward 5 Councillor Corey Robin isn't ready to declare the local homelessness problem solved, but he's interested in a couple ideas he's seeing right now. Robin is at the Association of Municipalities of Ontario Annual Convention in Ottawa, where vendors are displaying options for housing units. One is a room Robin calls kind of shipping container-esque that's delivered pre-assembled.
What if we had a few of these? How would that work? Who would pay for it? What services would be around? All of these questions are suddenly percolating around, and I thought it'd be great to start asking.
Timmins Ward 5 Councillor Corey Robin isn't ready to declare the local homelessness problem solved, but he's interested in a couple ideas he's seeing right now. Robin is at the Association of Municipalities of Ontario Annual Convention in Ottawa, where vendors are displaying options for housing units. One is a room Robin calls kind of shipping container-esque that's delivered pre-assembled.
What if we had a few of these? How would that work? Who would pay for it? What services would be around? All of these questions are suddenly percolating around, and I thought it'd be great to start asking.
That idea and others, Robin admits, might fall flat, but Timmins residents are demanding solutions, so he's looking with an open mind. The first two official pickleball courts owned by the city have been inaugurated in the parking lot east of the Mountjoy Arena. Facilities and Recreation Supervisor Fred Salvador says as pickleball explodes in popularity, players are looking for access to their own courts, and the Recreation Master Plan calls for more attention to racket sports.
This is the first step for us in taking an existing tennis court that was in not the greatest shape, resurfacing it with fiberglass and all the new colors that are on this court. So now it's a full-time pickleball court.
The court has two regulation pickleball courts on it. The Timmins Pickleball Association says it has had to limit membership to 115 players due to a lack of facilities. We're leaving 1938 after one more installment in our local history feature about the several buildings that have been around since that year. Arguably the most iconic of the lot is the McIntyre Community Center in Schumacher. Timmins Museum Director-Curator Karen Bachman agrees that it maintains several classic elements 86 years after its christening. The Bakovetsky's Tweed and Hickory Building and City Hall also do.
There is an architect by the name of P.J. O'Gorman who built City Hall and was also responsible for things like Jacques Cartier School and other buildings within the community that were built all along the same lines and all along the same times.
Our continued gratitude to Karen Bachman for making our local history feature possible every week.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.